Acts 28:26-27 says, saying, "Go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." I've had conversations with several Christians recently where we discuss the evidence for God as compared to the insanity of the non-theistic view that everything in existence is the result of unintelligent, undirected, random chance. And at some point in each of those conversations, I was asked a similar question to this: how can people reject all this evidence and leap blindly into eternity, rejecting God, the Bible, and Jesus Christ? Well, my answer is simply to quote Jesus in John 3:19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." People love their sin, and they purposely turn a blind eye to all the evidence and to their own conscience. And by the way, this fact will be exposed on Judgment Day. Our text in Acts 28 was stated by the Apostle Paul as he was talking about the Jews who were rejecting Jesus Christ in spite of his resurrection and in spite of all the miracles taking place in the apostolic age as God was establishing his church. "Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed." That's what it means to turn a blind eye. Atheists and all who reject the authority of God's Word, rejecting Jesus Christ and His gospel as a consequence, are all guilty of closing their own eyes to the truth. And whether it's obvious to us or not, they do so because they love sin. Their sin may involve the love of money, the power that comes with that, or the ability to live in some level of luxury in order to indulge in sin. Whatever it is, each Christ-rejecting fool has his or her own self-made trap that has captured their heart and soul. But it's there. We may not see it, we may not completely understand it, but Jesus said so. But I don't mention this to discourage you, only to help you understand that the problem isn't the evidence or even your own presentation of that evidence. Whether you think you're good at presenting things or not, the fact is that you present the evidence for God and the listener turns a blind eye to it. The problem is the one turning the blind eye. Our ultimate purpose is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in the same way, whether the listener turns a blind eye toward the existence of God or accepts theism and then persists in rejecting Jesus Christ, the fact is God is pleased with you for faithfully presenting the truth and for providing an opportunity for a lost sinner to hear and understand the gospel message. One such person like that was a man named Anthony Flew. He was considered one of atheism's main representatives in the years prior to the so-called new atheists, including Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris, and Richard Dawkins. But in 2007, Anthony Flew published a book titled "There Is a God: How the World's Most Notorious Atheist Changed His Mind." Of course, most atheists claimed he was losing his mind in his old age and changed his view because of failing health. But the really sad thing is that Flew never believed on his creator, Jesus Christ. He referred to himself as a deist to his death. But those who presented the gospel to Anthony Flew can rejoice in the opportunity to have explained the gospel, knowing that Jesus would have saved Mr. Flew if he had repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is our calling, to simply present the case.